It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him.
Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people.
While he was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard. And she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. But some were there who said to one another in anger,
"Why was the ointment wasted in this way? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and the money given to the poor."
"Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me, and for you always have the poor with you, and you can show kindness to them whenever you wish. But you'll not always have me. She has done what she could. She's anointed my body beforehand, before my burial. And truly, I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of me."
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them.
On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lambs are sacrificed, his disciples said to him,
"Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?"
"Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water is going to meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He's going to show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there."
So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal.
When it was evening, he came to the 12, and when they had taken their places and were eating,
"Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, the one who is eating with me."
"Surely not I."
"Not I."
"It is one of the 12, the one who is dipping his bread into the bowl with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written, but woe to the man whom the Son of Man has been betrayed. It would have been way better for that person not to have ever been born."
While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said,
"Take, eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup. After giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it.
"This is blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many. And truly, I tell you, I will never drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
"Here, walk with me. You will all become deserters. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before with you to Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Even though all become deserters, I will not."
"Truly, I tell you, Peter, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
"Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you."
All of them said the same. Then they went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Here, sit here while I pray."
He took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be distressed and agitated.
I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake, please.
And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup. Remove this cup from me. Not what I want, but what you want.
He came and found them sleeping.
Simon, Peter, are you asleep? Could you not stay awake? Not for 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing. I know the flesh is weak.
And again, he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they didn't know what to say to him.
Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him, there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and scribes and the elders. Now, the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard."
So when he came, he went up to him at once and said,
"Rabbi."
Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew a sword and struck the ear off of the slave of the high priest.
"Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching. You didn't arrest me then. But let the scriptures be fulfilled."
All of them deserted and fled. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and elders and the scribes were assembled.
Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire.
Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death. But they found none, for many gave false testimony against him, and their testimony did not agree.
"He said, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands,
and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.'"
But even on this point, their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus,
"Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?"
But Jesus was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power, and he will come with the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said,
"Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?"
All of them condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him, to blindfold him, and to strike him, saying, "Prophesy! Prophesy!" The guards also took him over and beat him.
While I was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw me warming myself, she stared at me.
You were with Jesus, the man from Nazareth.
I do not know or understand what you're talking about.
And when he went out into the forecourt, then the cock crowed. And the servant girl, on seeing him again, said to the bystanders, This man is one of them.
No, I do not know him.
Then, after a little while bystanders again said to Peter,
Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean.
But I began to curse. I swore an oath. I do not know this man you are talking about.
At that moment, the cock crows twice. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him.
Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times, Peter.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
Are you the king of the Jews?
You say so.
Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again.
Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you.
But Jesus made no further reply. So Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for who they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom.
Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews? For I realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over.
But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas instead for them. Pilate spoke to them again.
Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?
They shouted back at him, Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Why? What evil has he done?
Crucify him!
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort.
They clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him.
Hail, King of the Jews!
They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, put on his clothes, and they led him out to crucify him.
Thank you. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it.
They crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews."
And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying,
"Ha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself! Come down from the cross!" In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying,
"He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah."
And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink.
"Wait, wait. Let us see whether Elijah will come down to take him."
And someone... the curtain...
"Abba! Father!"
The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said,
"Truly, this man was God's son."
There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Jesus and Salome. These used to follow him and provide for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem.
When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he had learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph.
Then Joseph brought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth. Then he laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of rock. He rolled the stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, saw where the body was laid.